Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is April 3rd. It's a Wednesday, 2024, or whatever day you want to call it, whatever year you want to call it, or whatever date. It doesn't really matter because it's all made up. As long as we can continue to listen to the lunacy about time and the effectiveness of controlling time, just realize that the Biden administration has now asked... has asked the Department of Defense to go ahead and create a central time zone for the moon. So that's a thing. Oh, by the way, we are also putting money into the moon. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. The moon needs transportation. I am not kidding you this, guys. We have got lightning speed transportations underneath the ground. We've got technologies that we won't give to each other. We've got all this information, all these things out there that are absolutely real that we've just, we literally could use this technology, like the med bed stuff and the, you know, all the different things, right? These are all absolutely necessary things that would be amazing to let us all be free. Now think about this. We have a government who has literally issued out trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that are fake, false, completely just, they're nothing. They have then saddled you to say you need to repay it while doing everything that they can against your will to suffice the one percenters of the world, the LGBTYQs of the world, the I'm a Satanist of the world, the I mean, all these different things. And the sad part of it is so many of us are, you know, living in this world where we don't even realize that this 1% of this world is literally running us. And it's not done with kindness, and it's not done with our best interest at heart. Edward, good to see you. I did get your voicemail, sir. I was not able to return your call. I'll call you after the show. That's great that your buddy is seeing the significance or seeing the idea that these things can help him. And yes, you can hand out my PayPal if that would be great as well. Edward says, happy hump day. So good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. As we continue down this path of these things, I want you guys to think about like what this really means. So our government is out there spending money, trillions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, all the different things. And that's where we're at. So all these things are going on, right? So we got all this lunacy going on where we're paying for abortions, we're paying for all kinds of weird stuff all across this world. And one of the things I want to point out to you is that the United States government wants to put a rail system on the moon. That's it. And this is on the back of an article that came out. Biden White House directs NASA to establish standard time zone on the moon on Tuesday. In a memo obtained by Reuters, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, the OSTP. Golly, do we have an office for everything? Do we have an office for toilet paper? Do they get good toilet paper in the White House? I mean, guys, by the way, anybody out there who orders paper, toilet paper or paper products for their business, stop being cheap. It is not going to be the difference between your company shutting down and your company staying afloat. Stop buying cheap toilet paper and paper towels. Stop buying the paper towel things and not replacing the battery so the thing only comes out with this little bitty piece of paper towel and you got to keep ripping it off and ripping it off and ripping it off till you finally get something that can dry your hands. By then, your hands are already dry because you've been there so long. But I'm really stating a fact here, guys. Stop buying cheap toilet paper. Why? What is the benefit of that? I do not... I mean, the only one thing that I can actually maybe get behind is that if you overuse certain good toilet paper, it may not go down the toilet very well. That's the only thing I can give you. Other than that, you're just being cheap and causing people a lot of wasted time in the bathroom wadding up, rolling, spicing, stacking, I don't know, fabricating their own multiply toilet paper. Stop buying the see-through crap. Because it doesn't work and you know it. You use the same bathrooms, or do you get yourself better toilet paper? Just asking. That's what this whole, you know, OSTP thing got me off on a tangent here. But what I'm saying here is that I'm looking at this Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP. Someone has a card in the federal government that's their title. Did you know you're paying for that? I'm sure it's cheap. I'm sure everybody there is just making, you know, $15 an hour, right? Anyway, the memo stated the United States government plans to establish coordinated lunar time by the end of 2026. LTC. Gotta love acronyms, don't we? I love them. You gotta love them. It's just great. Yay, acronyms. Ugh, hate them. All the things in the military, all the things in DOD contracting, all the things I've ever done, I have always hated acronyms. And that's probably one of the reasons that if I ever text you or write you a letter or email you anything, I like to use the word, not conjunctions. So I don't say don't, I say do not. I do that purposely because I do believe that we need to actually use the words in the original forms and actually spend the energy and the emphasis on each word that we actually use. But that's just me. Anyway, moving on. So we're going to go ahead and create some time zones up there on old moon. Hey, moon. Hey, I don't know where moon is from here. Wherever the moon is from here. So I don't know where it's at right now. But hey, moon, we're going to put some time zones on you. We don't have a building there. We don't have a toilet. We don't have running water. We don't have anything. But yet we're going to do time zones that needs to be established in the next 2 years. Boy, I sure hope you get that taken care of. Ta-da! Whatever that is. Whatever time zone that needs to be. And we're going to name it, so that'll be great. Yay, America! All right, so moving on. NASA Space Communications and Navigation Chief. Whew. So glad we have one of those. Hey, John Kennedy, good to see you. Jonathan, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So, John K says, silver is up $1.50 an ounce just since yesterday. Gold is up $135 an ounce since yesterday. Well, yeah, John, things are going our way. Just telling you. I think that's a good thing. So that's good to see that as well. Let's see what else we have over here. Sorry, excuse me. And John Rader, good to see you finally from the start. Hey, Jim Price, he says, good to see you, John Rader. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I did not see your, I hadn't pulled everything up yet, so I didn't get to see your comments. Thank you for that. Yes, gold and silver are killing it right now. If you have gold or silver, your silver is doing exponentially better because of the pure fact that it's any ratio it goes up is a percentage gain. It's huge. Mom, English professor, would be delighted by your language choice, James. Well, thank you for that, Edward. I appreciate that. And I will be now judging you as a daughter or a son of an English teacher. That's what we do here at the Jim Price Show. We judge each other. No, I'm just kidding. So the NASA Communications and Navigation Chief. Okay, so Space Communications and Navigation. So this guy doesn't have anything to do unless we're in space. And then when we're in space, he's the Space Communications and Navigation Chief. Now, I don't know what chief means, but I think I've got a headdress and, chest thing and, you know, head feathers and some face paint. That's what I think of chief, don't you? I mean, right? That's what we were told that Indians look like. Or did they not look like that? Did we cartoon them up? Did we change our history just like the Vikings? Hey, remember, Japan, we put you guys in concentration camps during World War II. Don't worry about that. Anyway, moving on. Kevin Coggins is his name, shared that a coordinated lunar time is needed because the same clock that we have on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon. Oh, thank you for taking me back to elementary school. Thanks. All right, let's see what else we got here. The White House on Tuesday directed NASA to establish a unified standard of time for the moon and other celestial bodies. Oh, we're not stopping at the moon. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. Did I give you the wrong... No, we're not going to stop there. We're going to put time on everything. And by the way, if we're not controlling time, then we can't control the people. I mean, are we not getting the math here? Are we not... Is everybody got that? Is that... You okay? So, this is, again, how we do it here. Ken, good to see you. Sorry I'm late, Mr. President. Well, we will note that in your attendance records, and we will make sure that you are held accountable for your tardiness. Lindsay, looks like Lindsay's a little late, too, so we're going to go ahead and put Ken and Lindsay in the same room, saying that they were K-I-S-S-I-N-G. In the tree or whatever it is you kids do nowadays. Anyway, so Lindsay, good to see you. Ken's here as well. If I could save time in a bottle. If I could put time in a bottle. Is that how they sang it? Yeah, something like that. If I could save time in a bottle. Is that the song? Johnny, am I good? Did I get it right? All right, anyway. I mean, I just need you guys to understand, he who controls time controls the people. And here we got a situation where the White House, nothing else better to do with their days or their nights or weekends or when they're in the Hamptons at the beach visiting Barack and Big Mike. So, you know, what we thought of we would do is we need to get time zones on things outside of our, don't worry about COVID, don't worry about world hunger, don't worry about the financial crisis, don't worry about, you know, we're putting people who protest abortions into prison. Don't worry about any of that. Don't worry about J6ers. Don't worry about what we've done with the vaccines. Don't worry about what the chemicals we're putting in the soils that's destroying all the microbiome. Don't worry about the fact that carbon and CO2 is actually what makes the earth grow and green and makes it lush and gives us the chance to actually thrive. Don't worry about any of that. This is what we're worried about, guys. This is it. Just
be quiet. You got to understand, you don't know what you're talking about. The people in the government are the smartest people on earth. They are so smart that they are answering questions that aren't even being asked. That's how smart they are. Their ability to perceive a question that nobody has ever thought of asking and shows the true brilliance of their mind, that they are going out of their way to show you that they can answer questions that no one is asking and who would ever ask. So just shut up and pay your taxes so these people can get back to their job. And if you don't pay your taxes, they're just going to go borrow more money anyway. So why are you paying in taxes? You think that $2 you got in your savings account is going to be enough to dig us out of that $35 trillion? you are a simple-minded individual, and I appreciate your candor. But you're dumb because the government knows what they're doing. You don't. See, pay your taxes or they'll go borrow more money and come put you in jail with their fake money in their jail because they think that you're bad. They win. See, because you don't follow them, they'll send a guy with a badge and a gun to kill your ass. And if you don't obey their wishes, they will just shoot you in the head. It's just easier to kill you than deal with you. Oops, we killed Jim Price. Sorry, your luck. Sorry, my bad. I didn't mean to kill you. That is just how it goes sometimes. Oops. Boy, let me give your family some money. Will that help you? Dead person? Would that be better does that help if I just give you here's some money for your family, and we killed you, so we don't pay it. You're actually paying it with your tax dollars. Your tax dollars are paying your family with their money for your death, and it comes out of the taxpayers'
pocket. Cool, huh? It's a good system. I love it. It's a great system. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't stop it for anything.
Are you kidding me, folks?
All right, going back. Okay, so the head of the White House, the head of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. All right. According to a memo sent by seen by Reuters, instructed the space agency to work with other parts of the government to advise a plan by the end of 2026 for setting what is called a coordinated lunar time, LTC. So remember, coordinated lunar time is LTC, lunar time. Coordinated lunar time. So it's C, coordinated, L, lunar, T, time. But it says LTC. Oh, okay, hold on a second here. My acronyms are just grinding against itself here. Okay, so coordinated lunar time and then. Okay, I'm the problem, obviously. And so anyway, good to see you guys over on Twitter. Thank you so much for that. A differing gravitational force and potential other factors on the moon and other celestial bodies change how time unfolds relative to how it is perceived on Earth. Thanks. Among other things, the LTC, coordinated lunar time, CLT? No. You're stupid there. Don't be stupid. LTC. Long time coordinated. Okay. The differential gravitational force will be, hold on a second here. I got to catch up. Oh, wow. Good to see you guys. Man, you guys are chatting it up over here on this other one. Sorry, guys. I was ignoring you over here. The government has no future as it stands. Well, I agree with that very much, John Kennedy. Okay, so differing gravitational forces and potential other factors on the moon and other celestial bodies change how the time unfolds relative to how it's perceived on Earth. Among other things, the LTC would provide a timekeeping benchmark for lunar spacecraft and satellites that requires extreme precision for those missions. Extreme precision. When you're hurtling through space to travel 8 light years, which is, you know, forever, to the closest next galaxy, you need to make sure that extreme precision in your mission is met with a clock. Stupid. Anyway, moving on. The same clock that we have here on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon, NASA Space Communication Navigation Chief said in an interview. The memo also shared that time moves quicker on the moon relative to Earth due to the moon's gravitational field strength. NASA has been busy in the last several months. Okay. As the Gateway pundit previously reported, the space agency plans to shoot 3 sounding rockets during the solar eclipse on April 8th. What? Sounding rockets? What the heck is a sounding rocket? What is it talking about? Sounding rocket. NASA to launch 3 sounding rockets during the lunar eclipse, project named after the Egyptian god of darkness and chaos. Well, this will go well. I don't see a problem with this, guys. Do you? Where's the redheaded stepchild? They're the redheaded stepchild of the Jim Price Show. Oh, I agree with that. This is all assuming we've been to space. Yeah. Ken, I mean, don't mess up the story. I mean, you have to believe the narrative. Why would you go outside of that? The government continually makes irrelevance into relevance. Screw them. Oh, yeah. I'm with you, John Candy. I'm with you, buddy. I agree completely. So, all right, so let's go back to the article here. So let's hear about this sounding rocket. NASA is ready to launch 3 sounding rockets. Okay, the mission aims to shed light on how the Earth's upper atmosphere reacts to the sudden and temporary absence of sunlight. Do you want to know how it reacts, guys? It acts like it does at night because the rays of the sun are blocked in that specific area on Earth. The radiation that shoots out from the sun is what hits your skin and makes it feel warm. You are being irradiated, being microwaved. That's what that means. All right, so let's go on. Let's see. The atmospheric perturbation around eclipse path. The atmospheric perturbation. I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a let's see. We got to look it up here. Perturbation. I'm saying it right. Cause of anxiety. What? The atmospheric cause for anxiety around the eclipse path? Mission will see its sounding rockets ascend from NASA's Wallops Field facility in Virginia, targeting the ionosphere, a layer of Earth's atmosphere that becomes notably disturbed when the moon's shadow eclipses the sun. The trio of rockets, which previously saw action during the annual solar eclipse in October 23 at the White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico, has been refurbished with advanced instrumentation for an upcoming mission. Oh. The project is spearheaded by, Professor of Engineering and Physics at Embry-Riddle Aeronautics University in Florida and Director of the Space and Atmospheric Instrumentation Lab. The scheduled launch times for the sounding rockets are meticulously planned. Well, because we do that with clocks and time now. It's meticulous, precision. One will send 45 minutes before the eclipse reaches its peak. Another will reach during the eclipse, and a final rocket will be launched 45 minutes after the peak. Okay. Staging launches sequences critical capture of dynamic changes in the atmosphere. I thought we already had things like this in the. Thought we were doing that stuff with satellites already. What are we doing here, folks? Japan was supposed to be on the moon, then the ship conveniently blew up just before. I know. Lindsay says, I may have been trying to say masturbation, but no, masturbation doesn't cause anxiety, just causes those sudden states of euphoria. So, anyway, I wrote do not, but got spell checked on my phone. And the spell chicken on my phone, and it plucked up my words. Well, very good. let's see here. CERN will also fire up on Monday. Marcia Enterton, they actually started up the beginning of this week. CERN has been doing tests already and has been firing a lot of other stuff up already. HARP earthquakes near Taiwan. John Kennedy, I do believe that HARP is going to be a part of next week when we have this lunar eclipse on Monday. I think we're going to see a lot of different things happening. And I will tell you guys right now, your energy, your feeling of things, that is how this will all go. Please understand that. Your energy, your calmness, your anxiety, your anxiousness, your happiness, whatever it is, whatever you're putting out there is what we're going to get in return. So remember that. That you got to be careful about where you let them get a hold of you, and if you start working in the low vibrations, then you're going to be their victim, right? All right, so that's not comforting at all. Oh, I know, yeah, you're don't worry about it, Marcia. Everything's going to be fine. I mean, they can only kill you once, as far as I know. All right, yes, I am the master debater, and I will go to my grave knowing that. Thank you for that, Ken. NASA wants us to hear the loudest fart in the Milky Way. Well, Jonathan, don't give away our trade secrets. Guys, a couple different things that we've been talking about. Denise, good to see you. Denise and Smith, good to see you. Cookie and Maggie Rose are watching your show, traveling on I-35 north through Kansas right now from Oregon to Rhode Island. Denise, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And yes, I saw that you were on I-35 coming through Wichita on your way to Kansas City. And if you were around the area, I'd say we could stop and grab some coffee or what have you if you wanted tonight. But you are probably wanting to hit the road. I know how it is when you're traveling. You want to get places. So anyway, guys, a couple different things. Megan, good to see you. Have not seen you in a minute. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, guys, if you guys want to get your basic cell function package together, get the MyDailyNaturals.com, MyDailyNaturals.com. Go over there, get your basic cell function package. You have to have your iodine. You have to have your magnesium. You have to have your methylfolate, and you have to have your copper. These four essentials, if you do not have these, you are not functioning at full capacity. You're only running about 30% of your ability to heal itself and to live vivaciously. You listen to me. You have so much potential trapped in your body, but if you don't have your methylfolate right, you don't have your copper, you don't have your iodine, you don't have your magnesium, you are sitting around creating mucus and inflammation in your body by the pound. You will lose a lot of weight. You will lose a lot of different things that hold you back if you absolutely understand that you are full of mucus and inflammation. I've got earthquake for Monday on my bingo card. Well, John Rader, you're exactly right. We should have earthquake for our Monday bingo card. Also, the reversing of the miss you too, Megan. Good to see you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And say hi to your boy for me, Megan. Good to see you. Megan is a great patriot. Got to see her in January and was able to spend some time with her family, and it was great to see them. So thank you guys for being a great host, you and your husband and your son. I hope your son is doing well. So when you get your basic cell function stuff together and you get your life going in the right direction, you're going to feel different, but your body is full of inflammation. The very first thing that happens when you don't have methylfolate in your body, you create snot. The very first thing that happens when you don't have copper in your body, you lose the hair color and you're 50% more likely to have a heart attack. A dysfunction between the left and right ventricles of the heart causes them to beat against each other, and it causes dysregulation and causes them to age faster. And that is where you get heart problems, and they do ablations to get your heart to quit beating against itself. That too many times your heart is not in rhythm with itself and AFib. And what is happening is the heart is tearing itself apart and causing damage, and that's not good. And that's what happens there. So then the magnesium is for muscle function. Sarah, good to see you over on Facebook. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Good to see you, John Kennedy, on Cloud Hub. Thank you for being there. And so then we have, so just think about your basic cell function package, things like that. Also, I have the mushroom tinctures I'm doing now with reishi, chaga, lion's mane, and turkey tail. Turkey tail's big for cancer. Lion's mane's big for brain function. Reishi and chaga are great for your immune system and your ability to actually create cells. If you guys are wanting to help people with dementia, you want to help people with autism, cayenne pepper, lion's mane, and niacin. Big, big, big help. This is what we can do for our own bodies. And anyway, so I have those mushroom tinctures. I know a lot of you guys have been purchasing some of them from me recently. Thank you guys for those who have made those purchases. It helps the Gym Price Show immensely when you do that. I do have them in stock. So if you guys are wanting the different tinctures, I do have those. Those of you guys that are worried about alcohol intake, because the tinctures are suspended in alcohol, we are working on a different delivery so that you don't have to worry about the alcohol ingesting that if you are having or worried about bringing alcohol into your life. If you have quit drinking and those things may make you slip, alcohol is what we do to freeze the mushrooms in a single state so that you can actually absorb them. Jonathan, just send me an email or send me a message and with your address, and I will send you my PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and I can send those to you. Sillygnome.com is the website, PSILLYGNOME.com. I'm putting that in the comments here so you guys have it. Sillygnome.com. So it's just right now is a landing page. I don't have the store or anything set up in there, but if you are wanting to buy those things from me, let me know. And the mushrooms, I take them daily, and I know others have as well. I don't know if Tiffany's on here. Tiffany in Florida did buy some mushrooms, as well as Claudia down in Oklahoma. She bought the mushrooms as well. And I haven't heard from her or others, so I don't know exactly if you know, if they, how they're feeling or the reactions they're having. So I noticed the big, big difference for me, and it's been very, very beneficial. So it's been nice to be able to have those things on board. Jonathan says, not to be crude, but increasing dosage of niacin increases creates increased the big O. Don't ask me how I know. Well, increased blood flow to anything is going to give you a better O, right? So we get rid of the glyphosate poisoning and the pelvic girdle of things, and there's just all kinds of different things we can do there. So let me put in my daily naturals.com. I'm putting that over here. Oh, stop it. All right, there we go. That's all right. All right. So yeah, John, if you guys are wanting those mushrooms, let me know. And, I will get those to you. Like I said, I see a huge benefit in them, and mushrooms are so amazing, guys. Eat as many mushrooms as you can. Even if they're getting from the store, the white mushrooms, saute them, do whatever you got. I'm serious. Eat a pound of mushrooms a month, a minimum. Mushrooms are so dang good for you guys, and I know that some people have a problem with them. They have an issue, and I hope that they will able to get past that, because mushrooms are amazing for what they do for your body and all that stuff. So just think of it that way. Let's see where we are on the old Twitter count today. Oh, look at that. We are down to 3277. I think we were at that 3278 yesterday, weren't we? Or are we holding steady at the 77? 3,277. Yay. Thanks, Twitter, you creeps. Anyway. All right. So as we go down through this whole, I need to take notes. Jonathan, I appreciate that. If you have any questions, Jonathan, text me or message me or whatever. We'll chat it out. Dude, I will walk you through everything you need to know. Do not hesitate at all to get what you need. I will be here for you. Anyway, so going back to the lunar thing. This whole thing with these people shooting rockets up into the sounding rockets thing, I don't know. Dom over on Twitter said sound rockets on April 8th eclipse. Name of the project is APEP or Apophos, named for the serpent deity of chaos, death, and disorder. The campaign is named Aptheos, after the cosmic word serpent from the Egyptian cosmology. Oh, that's good. You know, we ought to just make things really creepy while we're doing it. I don't. It's perfect. It's awesome. How about a pound? How about a pound a sitting? Ken says a pound a month. How about a pound a sitting? Well, you know, Ken, I'd do it, man. I mean, mushrooms are not bad for you guys at all. If there's anybody who tells you that mushrooms are something you should be afraid of, mushrooms something that you should fear, whatever it is, I'm telling you right now, guys, there is nothing about mushrooms that you should fear, and they are absolutely amazing for you. Sarah, love the mushroom logo, the little red guy there, and I wish I could. I actually would like to try the red cap mushroom, only because I know that there's some really neat stuff out there. John is having a heck of a day with his spell checking. He says his spell chicken, I like how he does it. Spell chicken turned orgasms into organisms. See what a pucker spell chicken is? See, that's how you do it. Yeah. Well, nobody likes you ducking around, you know, John. I hate that about, by the way, Apple will not capitalize Trump. But it'll capitalize Biden and even allow you to put Joe Biden in there on the autocorrect. But if you put ducking in there, boy, don't be ducking around, because We're the moral police here at Apple. Don't use the F word. Woo! Idiots. I don't know what virtue signaling is that. That just kind of throws me off. So anyway, the things that we're talking about here is, and on the old articles, is a little bit disturbing that the White House has decided that we need time zones. Screw that southern border. We're worried about time zones on the moon. Do you guys know that we've already got all this figured out? This stuff has been done like back in the 50s. We already did all that. You guys know about that, right?
Yeah,
they're lying to you. Just Tanya Price, good to see you. Terrence Williams, have not seen you in a while. Clips going to be biblical. Well, I think it's going to be as biblical as whatever they try to church it up to be, Joe Dirt. And I don't know. I think they're trying to make it big so it is something big, so it'll cover up them doing it. And I do believe that John and myself and others do believe that there is going to be a little shaking of the earth. I think that's going to be a thing. And, so all I can say is the do-it-yourself home lobotomy kit isn't working. Well, John, you just got to try harder, buddy. Keep going until you can't remember what you're doing. That's what we all say, right? Lobotomies until you can't remember. Yay! Yeah, whatever that is. They're in the Northwest, Jim. Red cap mushrooms, Telemach, or I get it. I know, but I have. You guys got to start donating more so I can go start doing things like this, so that we can all start healing from this stuff. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, the stuff that I have learned over the last 7-8 years of doing this show, I have been absolutely floored by the things that I have learned. I thought I had a lot of things worked out and figured out in life, and I did. But I kind of had them in a broken way. Edward says, welcome, Tanya. Happy hump day. So I think Ed just keeps saying hump day a lot. I don't know. Maybe we ought to talk to Ed about his hump day, proclivity. His need to say hump day over and over and over and over and over again, or something like that. Now, guys, also remember rncstore.com, rncstore.com. Rncstore.com is where we go to get our apricot seeds, which, guys, if you are at all thinking about, if you are worried about cancers, if you're worried about things like that, the apricot seeds, the stuff that we need to be eating out there, I'm going to put the link in the Facebook page here so you guys can have it. And rncstore.com/price. So let's do it over here. RNC store. Oh, come on. Why does it do that? /Jim Price. You know what's crazy? I don't know of anybody else's, you stupid, stupid, stupid little, I'm an autocorrect. I do what I want, because it doesn't matter. Right, John? Let me fix that for you guys real quick. There you go. Now you guys got it. Anyway, so if you guys are looking for the apricot seeds, which is cancer fighting stuff for your body, go to the RNC. All right. I'm not going to read everything, you guys, right here. Come back. Just come back to the Northwest, and I'll take you to get some red caps. Well, Ken, I'm going to have to find a reason to go up there. But I don't know. That stuff is absolutely kind of amazing to me. I really think of it as a way of, they didn't want us to be a part of this. They didn't want us to see what we can be. And there's nothing I have found on the other side of any of this stuff that is absolutely causes me to want to go live in a ditch, that makes me want to be violent or anything like that. It actually just lets you see and understand the world better, and it allows you to give forgiveness. I think a lot of times what we're holding on to, Jonathan says, Jim will have his own AI soon. You know what? You know what, John? I know a lot of people who use AI, and I have tinkered with it just a little bit, but I know people that cannot answer questions unless they're typing in it into AI. I know people that can't do an hour dialogue like I do without typing it into AI. I know people that can't write their own articles without doing AI. I know people that just literally cannot get, they can't think for themselves. And they use AI. So what I want you to do is when you're listening to somebody and you hear them, oh, Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. When you hear them and they're over here doing this, when you're hearing the, can you hear that? I don't know if you could hear that, but the tapping of the keys. I'm going to tell you right now, there is more to that you will find that a lot of times people are in there typing and they're typing in the AI so they can know how to answer the questions that you're asking. That is a real thing. Whether we like to hear that or not, there's a lot of people out there that cannot put their own two thoughts together, and that's how it works. Eddie Renfro, good to see you. Hey, Jim, hope everything is going great. It's been good. Carrie says Lisa uses AI for her lawyer boss to take to court. Well, you gotta be careful. If you don't have a free thought of your own, what are you gonna do then, right? John says they have never made such a big deal out of a total solar eclipse. The little G is up to no good once again. Well, yeah, the little G government, they've got some stuff they want to do to you and keep you living in fear. Oh. But to me, guys, the AI stuff is, it's just not beneficial. I don't see how AI, I think it's a tool like anything. Spell check, grammar check, Grammarly, the app that helps you helps you fix certain things. But again, these are things where we, you know, by the way, disgraced rapper Lizzo backtracks on pledge to quit music industry, claims she was just dispelling negative energy. So big saggy boob fat chick, the black lady who has blonde hair that played the crystal flute, that lady, she was just kidding. She's not going to quit the money. She needs that money more than she needs her soul. So you guys, you know, just understand that. Instead of ChatGPT, it's ChatJPT, the Jim Price talk. Yeah, there you go. Edward says, this is Edward Renfro. This is Edward Renfro. Was on your show in 2022 as Constitutional Party candidate in Oregon House of Representative District 2. Yeah, good to see you, Eddie. I appreciate you being here, man. I get it. I remember you. I know who you are. So, as we think about the world we're living in, we have to see whether we want to participate in it. AI gives you another reason to step out of life, to not have your own mental thoughts, not to have your own abilities to create anything on your own. There's nothing there. AI is you just trying to ask a really clever question to get the answer you think you want and then copy-paste as if it's your own thought. Guys, I don't want us giving up to AI when these are things that we want to do ourselves. And we want to live life with purpose. We're going to have to do these things. And if you give over your mental thought process to computers, then what do you have left other than your bag of meat that you are? Now, let me give you something that is coming out about the vaccines as well. And I want you guys to listen to me very, very closely here. There is a part of the mRNA vaccine that when it goes into the body, it blocks the ability for the mind to create new memories without erasing old ones. Now listen to what I just said here. 444 on the clock. Good to see you guys. Thank you guys for being here. When you think of the mRNA, and the reason that you see these people like, oh, I can't remember that. I got this brain fog. I got this long COVID. I can't remember. I got this brain fog going in my brain. The mRNA goes into the brain and blocks the ability, it caps the ability for memory. So if you had this much, your memory was already full, well, you have to erase other memories to bring new memories in. And that is a real part of this process, guys, where we're finding out more and more and more what was in these chemicals. And these government chemicals aren't getting any better. Just like on the episode yesterday, I talked about the mass casualty event. I've talked about the mass casualty event, said we were 2 to 3 years from the mass casualty event, which should put us, we are in that window right now. The 2 to 3 years, we're in that. We're kind of in that third year. And we are seeing twice as many people die than in a normal calendar year. And that's a real thing as well. So when we think about, you know, oh, we've got, you know, we got this, we got that. Oh, you know, oh, we've got past it. Not as many people are, you know, we got people that are dying. Oh, that's not what it is. Oh, microcarditis. Oh, that's not. Guys, listen, we are in that shadow. We are in the shadow of the eclipse. Ooh, making the reference to the eclipse voodoo out there. By the way, guys, what else are they doing out there that you are so worried about the eclipse? And it's all we've been talking about. You guys have asked me countless times about the eclipse. I'm going to tell you right now that I just believe that they're going to use this as an opportunity to create the black swan effect. We're going to either have some type of cyber attack, some type of earthquake, some type of whatever. They're already shutting down so many things, and it's already happening here. It's bad with my boys seem to have more common sense because of the way they were raised and the lawmakers. Oh, absolutely. I get that, man. Absolutely. We got Edward says, hey, Carrie, good to see ya. GTSY, good to see ya. Good stuff there. Well, guys, don't get so caught up or wrapped around the axle. And I don't know if this is a, you know, this is a metaphor that I used in construction, and a lot of people use it for somebody who gets all spun up and freaked out that they get, you know, if you've ever had something wrap around the axle of your truck or around the axle, something around your go-kart or something, or a bicycle got around, wrapped around the chain and around that little post through there is an axle. But if you had something that wrapped around the chain there and bound up and you couldn't pedal, getting wrapped around the axle means that things, you know, get real super tight and destructive, and you means you have to stop and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So let's not get all wound up around the axle. Let's not get all tied up on that, right? Well, that is a big part of what I think they're doing to us for this. Now, what happens Monday when I get on the show at 4 p.m. Central and the lunar eclipse is already gone and we're all just sitting here? Like, hey, what's up? Just sitting here. Nothing happened. So then we wasted a lot of negative energy and a lot of thought process into what they wanted us to think of. And that's what I'm trying to get us not to think of, right? Getting us to think beyond that. So, Carrie, good to see you. Oh, Carrie says, I wonder what that meant. Good to see you is GTSY. Edward is, he loves those acronyms. You know, he just tosses them around. He don't care. He's his acronyms, man. Just got so many acronyms, he just throws them around. Like, hey, man, I'm an acronym man. No, I'm just kidding you there, Eddie. Anyway, so as you continue to think about what's coming up, how many tools replace the user? Oh, very good comment there, Claudia. I agree with that. How many tools replace the user? Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a big deal there. Good job on that one, Claudia. Thank you for that. Well, and again, it's Jonathan says energy vampires. Well, yeah, this is what it's all about. Guys, I do believe that there is either, I don't know what metaphor you want to use for it, if there's a funnel, if there's a siphon, if there's a sucking effect of the energy that comes off of us, whatever it is, they've mastered it. And those people that keep us in that fear, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to be slaves to their master. They're just doing what they're told. And we don't have to live in that fear. We don't have to follow their examples. We can be our own people and do our own thing. But again, you know, what do I know? Also, by the way, guys, there was a yesterday, a 14-year-old girl who was kidnapped was shot and killed by the police as she ran to them to rescue her. This is the kind of stuff where we don't seem to understand, where we have so many things in our world that shows us that we've got to stop running the direction that we're in, that getting a gun out as a police officer in every situation is never the answer. And I will go to my grave believing that. So let's see here. Radars were down yesterday since Terrence Williams. Yeah, could wreck you even. Oh, absolutely. Does idea stand for? Wait. Does idea stand for I don't even ask? As far as an acronym goes. I think NASA means, I think that means money laundering, right? That's like a payday loan place. We go put our money in there and we get nothing in return. Edward says they shut down almost all of the road construction and stuff for a week prior and after the lunar eclipse here in Oregon. All they're doing is costing people money instead of being like, it's no big deal. If you can shut it down, or you can shut stuff down, it gives them more power. Well, yeah, Eddie, you're absolutely right. When they get a chance to control you and control your fear and stop this or stop that, this is a, you know, going back to the beginning of the show, this is a masturbation moment for them, right? I mean, they are in there thinking about how much of a victory they really had over you and your energy that they got you to live less in your power, right? Joe says, I could care less about a damn solar eclipse. I'm trying to figure out why our government is $34 trillion in debt and they have the audacity to give me a credit score. Well, Joe Senior, you know, that's just, you're just one of those heterosexual white males that is obviously the terrorist of America. You terrorist, you, I don't know. Jonathan says NASA, never a straight answer. Well, there we go. Very good acronyms, good conclusions. These are our far more credible answers than the ones that our government gives us anyway. And even though we're having fun with it, they still can't have a good answer. So I do like how I have 37 views on Twitter on my show, but it shows that I've only had 33 interactions. Twitter, you guys have got to get your poop in a row here, buddy. You're not doing real good there. So you guys can't keep yourself straight. John Rader says he's a flaming heterosexual. Well, you know, you just keep your baby-making heterosexual ways out of our way there, John. You're a part of the problem, sir. Boy, ooh, boy, problems you are. But anyway, hey, John, I'm glad you're doing good on your cayenne pepper and other things. Thank you so much for your testimonies the other night. Next Monday, we are going to do I am on True Social. I just don't do much with it because I can't live stream there and I don't post a lot of stuff. So that's how that goes. What was I just saying? I'm totally lost already. I just lost my own thought, my own train of thought. Great. Thanks. Can't remember what it was. Anyway, all right, guys. This is your time. Stand up. Tell people how amazing the life is that you have and they can have and the things that they're doing and positive and keep those positive interactions moving. You are the difference makers. When I talk about these things, I say these words, I say these things because I mean it. I want you guys to go out there and do this differently than everybody else. There's no reason for you to live in fear. There's no reason for, the Zoom on Monday. I am going to do another Zoom on Monday. So we're going to do another one on Monday, 7 p.m. Central time. And we did go for 3 hours last Monday, so we'll get you guys back on that as well. But listen, guys, you guys are the answers, and keep your energy in the right place. Keep yourself going in the right direction. And if you start living in that fear and that anxiety and that angst of things, you're just living in what they want you to. Don't live that way. Live your way. Live your life with purpose. Be different than the rest of these people. Don't fall for their crap. You guys are the reason that I am here, and look what you do for me. Imagine what more you could do for the world around you as you continue to say, hey, watch the Jim Price Show. Here's the link to it. Here's where you go. Send the guy some money. Buy his t-shirts. Guys, you guys, I designed that new t-shirt, the Corner of Badass and Cool Shit. You guys got to get out there and buy that. I think it's a pretty cool shirt. I was wearing it today, obviously I changed for the show. But guys, be the difference makers out there. There's no reason for us to actually live in fear like these stupid tools want us to. We are better than all that. So be mindful that the world out there wants you to live in a negative energy and you don't have to do that. Be be good about it, man. Share, like, and comment on the show as often as possible. That's how we beat the algorithm. That's how we beat back this censorship. That's how we beat back these people. Go to My Daily Naturals, order your supplements, get them in your body, guys. It takes months for your minerals to get back up to speed. It took me 2 years to get my iodine right, and you guys aren't even taking iodine at all. So think about that. 2 years. I took it for 2 years to get my iodine right. Where are you at? I guarantee you, you're completely deficient. So be mindful of these things going forward. You got to get out there. If you guys are looking for the mushrooms, like Jonathan was asking earlier, get a hold of me and I will mail those out to you. We are working on the backside of the website to get the store set up. We're only going to have four things on there. We're going to have the turkey tail, reishi, chaga, and lion's mane. So these are the things I'm offering right now, and we are going to be doing other things. I did want to plan a trip this year. Maybe I need to work on that. I don't know if you guys are thinking about maybe we could do a Memorial Day float trip in Oak Knoll, Missouri. We could do that if you guys are wanting to do something like that. We could get together and do some ceremonial stuff as well. I mean, it's up to you guys, but we need to have some interest and be able to put this together, because if I have to rent the cabin in Oak Knoll, it takes money up front, and that is the extra we don't have right now. So anyway, guys, so be mindful of everything we're doing here. Be mindful to be the right people at the right time, and you guys have always been the answer. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise, don't make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You got to stand up for who you are and always be those people. Are you coming near Georgia anytime soon? I don't know. I don't know if I am or not. I'll keep that in mind, John, if I'm down that way, and we will get you hooked up, get a meet and greet or something going, get to grab a cup of coffee or a dinner or something like that. It'd be great to meet all you guys in person. And if you guys are thinking about anything like that, if you guys would like to do a float trip over Memorial Day weekend, or you guys want to plan something else, I don't have to be the cruise director. You guys can always be the ones that step in and jump in and say, hey, I'm doing this for the Jim Price Show. Let's all get together and let's all meet with Jim and have a great weekend. So it'd be great for that. So Edward says, great fun show today. So thank you for that, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.